we've actually made the building thinner. The front section of the building is basically on the property line. It's about 2 inches off the front property line of the existing structure. We're proposing to be more than three and a half feet, almost 3'10" off of the front property line. So we're improving the front yard setback. We're in compliance with our rear yard setback, which is supposed to be 3 foot. We're 3'1" off the back side of the building. But again, we're expanding in the back side and pulling away from the front side, so it's not right up against the front. We have a ramp for handicap access and a step up because we're trying to get this floor up a little bit higher than the grade. So our floor is finishing up at about 5.7 from sea level. So it's up higher, but it's not, you know, it's high in the sky. But it's down low enough that there's ease of access for a retail client, you know, an office, again, a restaurant, whatever. We're trying to make it so that it's accessible to everybody. On each...
Hold on just a little bit. But you have designed the construction of that for not to prevent flooding, but to be flood...
It would be dry flood proofed. If we were so happened to be approved tonight, the entire commercial space will be dry flood proofed in compliance with all the flood regulations, which currently the existing building is not dry flood proof. This will be dry flood proof for all of the commercial space. This will also have a fire suppression system in it, which would have come in handy with the existing structure that was there. So it will be in full compliance, which is another benefit of granting this variance, because it'll be all brought up to code and the current flood code as well. The parking is on the east side. Currently on this project, on the existing structure, the parking's on the east side. We're basically proposing a similar parking scheme, similar parking access as currently exists, except we're not going to have the ocean of concrete along the entire side of the project. We just have the concrete in the front of the structure. We've reduced the impervious coverage almost by 10%, but that is also a variance. We are asking for, a four and change percent variance on the impervious coverage, or the lot coverage. That is pretty much the two main variances, and then the third D variance being the mixed use. Again, this block, there's multiple mixed use here. The existing structure was a mixed use. It's certainly in compliance with its neighbors as far as the use of the structure. You know, you have residential and you have commercial. And that's a viable option here because this is what's happening up and down this block on both sides, which is nice, and then it blends in with directly behind it, which is duplex and residential use as well. So again, you're blending all those pieces into a more harmonious property, which is also what was currently there, just more commercial, which is what everybody wants, more commercial in this area. The landscaping we've added, I've also read Mr. McLaren's report. We did have some grass out in the right-of-way. We're more than happy to remove that and just have basically a tree pit for the one proposed street tree that we have here. We have no issue in complying with that at all. It's fine for it all to be concrete in the right-of-way. And that was pretty much the high points and all the criteria that Mr. McLaren had given me through the report. Pretty much sums up the design of the structure.
Let's go over a couple of those variances a little bit closer. You're aware that if the board allows the residential use as proposed, according to Mr. McLaren's report, we may not need a height variance.
That is correct. His item number 4 on his review basically says that if the variance is approved, at least that's the way I'm reading it. I do not mean to put words into Mr. McLaren's mouth, but basically it states that if we are, let me get to it exactly so I can quote it.
I have it right here.
I'm sorry. The height is applied to the CCOM zone standards requires a variance. However, if the use is granted, the flood hazard prevention ordinance requires the residential building requirements to be applied, and a height variance would not be needed. So we are kind of on that knife edge of, is it required?
We play it safe and answer the height variance.
Correct.
If you determine that we don't need a height variance, that's a wonderful thing.
And again, we believe that it's a good idea to have a taller commercial space. You know, a lot of towns have a minimum requirement for the amount of glass on the front of a commercial space. They ask for a lot of height on the commercial space so it becomes a viable commercial space. You know, I don't want to do an 8-foot tall commercial space with no glass and it's a little bunker in there. you know, we're trying to get glass on the front for retail or restaurant. We're trying to get the height so, again, it feels like a nice commercial space.
Now, for parking, we do have 4 on-site parking spaces, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Will be devoted for residential use?
Strictly for the residential use.
Now, and I don't know if the subcommittee dealt with this issue or just Mr. McCartney's report, we do have a landscape area, a lawn area, that we could also put further parking ability in.
Correct, but the issue with that is we're going to have, it's going to basically be for the residential. So the question is it a good idea? And I leave that up to the board. Should we add some more potential parking space for residential on here to have maybe 3 off-street parking spaces per? And if so, should that be done in a more open paver consideration, like a grass block paver? Again, there's not really a provision in the ordinance that says you can use a pervious paver and it counts as nothing. But there is a provision that says, you know, whatever that opening is in the block paver, you could use that. Some towns like it, some towns don't. Some towns are going to a straight up aqua block where it's the solid block and there's drainage in between the blocks and it's very thin, so somebody in high heels isn't sinking their foot into a sod patch. Again, I leave that up to the board, whatever you'd prefer, but there is no variance for the residential.
And our client's certainly willing to consider it. It was a suggestion in the report.
Yep.
So as the plan reads now, it's just grass.
It's grass. Just grass in the back, and it's just concrete in the front.
Well, maybe a consideration would be keeping grass and landscape it.
Well, that's kind of what we want.
That would stack 3 cars.
Right.
Yeah, but then you're taking away.
Well, I understand, right. But
you're adding concrete.
We're probably not going to stack.
Right.
Well, and we could do things like, you know, if the board wants us to do strips and have the grass in between the strips. I just don't want it to become like a, you know, muddy mess out there to some extent.
We're open to anything. Yeah. Our preference was just landscape.
Now, my thought is if you have residential, that provides some nice outdoor space.
Right. That's the other reason why we had that grass area there, exactly.
That's right. Might even have a dog.
Right.
You never know.
Okay, so now special reason. We need a use variance because although it is a mixed use, can you go into that a little bit?
Right. Basically, you're allowed to do a single family here, which I don't think anybody wants on this board, but technically you could do a single family here, or you could do a commercial space, but you can't blend the two together, even though most of the block is this already. We believe it's not a detriment to the land use at all because it's up and down the block. It's part of the fabric of this area. We think it's a newer, modern. I know there's one down on the corner that was recently approved. So we think this is a good way to kind of kickstart this area with something new, something that's fresh. But again, it's up and down that area, so I don't see it as a detriment. It's like this is a residential neighborhood and we want to throw this mixed use in the middle of it. The mixed use is prevalent in this area, both sides of the street up and down the block.
Okay, so it's consistent with the
development? It's consistent with the development. We're going to improve the view. We're technically opening up the front yard. We're actually opening up the one side yard, and technically we're opening up the other side yard. So the only area that we're expanding towards is the back of the building. So we're expanding this building north, but that's in the rear yards and other people's rear yards. So you could argue we're also improving light, air, and open space. Yes, the building is taller, but again, it's an improvement for the commercial space.
I believe that was suggested by the subcommittee as well.
I don't think the commercial height was actually suggested by them. It was, I actually had talked to Roger about it before, said, you know, this is my feeling about this. How do you feel about it? He said, let's see how it goes, and that's why it's here. I think it's important to have that commercial height space. A lot of the commercial buildings that I do in other spaces, we have a minimum of a 10 and go up from there. I just think it's a smart idea, especially with, you know, the flood hazard being what it is and towns changing their flood ordinances, it seems like weekly. Giving more height in that commercial space, I think it's just a smart idea.
Much it. I mean, we know it's a major site plan approval. We're certainly willing to abide by all the conditions of the site plan. We're aware we have to go to the county to establish it as a county road, which we have not done yet until we get our municipal place, which is usually the first step. So right now, we're good and available for questions, or if the public has anything to say, or...
Well, let me ask board members, any questions? If not, I'll ask Bruce.
I just have one quick question. Do you have an approximate square footage of the commercial space?
So the commercial space, so you can see where that is, that's actually on page ZB3, and it's right down here with the ground floor plan. That 1474, that is the net
the next for the commercial space. That doesn't include the stair tower, the elevator, or the two residential storage areas on grade, so that people want with bikes and beach chairs on hiking them up steps.
And that will remain as one commercial space.
Mm-hmm. One commercial space, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you.
Roger, you're on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. My report is based on the application of New Heights BC LLC.
Excuse me. This question. I will open up to the public after our engineer's report.
Okay, Roger.
All right. Located at 111 North Dorset Avenue, block 155, lot 5, seeking C variances, D variance for use, preliminary and final major site plan, located in a commercial district, firm AE elevation 9. It is complete. And materials reviewed on the bottom of page 1, continued on page 2, along with the plans submitted and reviewed. Project description, as Andrew and Mr. Abbott have let everyone know, they provided a very good description of the project, so I'm not going to rehash that. The zoning chart is on page 2, or actually page 3, I'm sorry. And continue on page 4. I just want to discuss a couple talking points about the height. Angela and I have done a lot of work together in Ocean City, and that was one of the issues in there, is to allow higher commercial roof heights or ceiling heights to, at some point in time, you want to be able to infill that ground floor and you still have headspace in there, get it out of the flood zone. Right now, as presented, they're going to need like 5 feet of floodproofing just to maintain the city record. So if you, at some point in time, they have the ability to raise a floor inside by at least a foot or two without any impediment to the commercial space. So in that regard, most towns, including Ventnor and other towns, have not helped the commercial industry with in regard to flood zones and flood heights. So that's something we should look at. So anyhow, that's my take on the building height, and Andrew and I have talked about that before. The use variance, it's ironic where the commercial zone, you can have a single family detached as permitted use, or you can have commercial as permitted use, but you can't have both. So what they're doing is they're presenting both, two units and a commercial unit, and they're replacing what's there now. And actually, you're replacing the 400 square foot commercial with about 1,474 square feet of commercial. I think that's more likely to be used and rented out and hopefully add to that commercial zone there. Lot coverage, whereas the 60% is a maximum allowed, 67.7 is proposed for the mixed use, which is down from the existing of 73%. Off-street parking, whereas commercial parking is based on one space per 200 square feet, so you need, what, 7 spaces? And they're providing 0, so a variance for the commercial parking is required. All residential parking spaces are being met. Again, it was my suggestion in the report to maybe perhaps extend partial grass, partial paver, driveway into that grassed area that can be used as patio space. And that grass area is going to turn into a patio at some point. It's just, if you could kind of do a combination of the both, where they have overflow parking for the residential use at some point in time, they don't have to come back for this board for a patio. Just trying to think ahead a little bit. Some comments are, I list the commercial zone, what's allowed and what's permitted in the commercial district. And again, this is a preliminary and final major site plan. I think just about every site plan element that they need to address could be waived. They are replacing exactly what was there, almost exactly what was there. And a lot of the items requested for the site plan aren't, you know, they don't need to show streams, they don't need to show a lot of these things. So I think at the board's discretion, I would allow me to work with the applicant to get rid of some of those waivers and requirements for the major and minor site plan. They cover most everything on the cover sheet alone. But there's some other ones in here that they really don't have to address. So I would like the board to, if Andrew and Scott, do you want to request waivers for most of these items?
Well, we'd love to do that, yes.
I think that's appropriate for this application. And let me see, I list all the requirements, a lot of it's not applicable, but the variances are the key points in this, and including the use. And as Mr. Beckfold did discuss, we did meet with the subcommittee, and they presented this revised application. I think the board thought it was, or the committee thought it was a pretty good application here. And I do like the access that you're providing to the rooftop element there for the hood or whatever could be there. It's easier to do it now than try to retrofit it later on. And you're locating it kind of in the middle of the building where you're not harming any neighbors. And if the board feels comfortable with the proofs of the D variance, I think we can probably move on.
Let me thank you. Any questions or comments from board members to Roger's report?
So, can we cantilever the HVAC units?
Over the parking, yes. And it'll be screened from view. And I also like how they included the sign in here. There's no sign variances. They don't have to come back. They're here presenting it. It's appreciated, actually.
We no other requests for comments or questions. I'm going to open up the floor to anyone who has comments. Please come forward, sir. State your name and your address.
Yes, Lee Klein, 126 North Dudley Avenue.
Mr. Klein, can you please raise your right hand? You swear affirm the testimony you'll give tonight will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
The building that was just taken down today had a rear yard that was 20 to 25 feet from our properties, the residential properties behind it. What is the rear setback going to be on this building?
3 feet.
So it's going to be 3 feet from my property, from our fences, instead of what was there before. Correct? So you're taking up pretty much, isn't it supposed to be a minimum of 4 feet setbacks?
3 feet for the rear.
3 feet? The other thing is, actually the building was taken down today. It's not, they didn't remove it all yet, but 10 minutes after they left, about 3 o'clock today, I got a certified letter today in the mail about the building being taken down after the fact from Halk, the demo people. The other thing, you mentioned something about, so the timing wasn't really good on this. I mean, I should have gotten this weeks ago. Preparing us for the, and they were asking in this letter here to take pictures of our properties, our fences, in case they did damage. Well, it's after the fact that we got these letters. The other thing is, you mentioned ventilation systems, a ventilation system, if it's going to be a restaurant or something. 6 or 8 properties behind PJ Buckets, we all have to deal with the noise from the ventilation system that was put in there, and they did not have any variances. I went to City Hall, and they didn't even know that they put ventilation systems in there. So my question is, if you're putting a ventilation system in, is it going to be in the rear of the building so we all have to deal with more noise, or is it going to be in the front?
So if a ventilation system were to go in, it's going to exhaust out through the top of the building, all the way up as high as it possibly can be, and it's going to be approximately mid-structure. It's not going to be off the back, it's going to be in the middle of the structure.
So all the houses behind it, we will hear that?
I strongly doubt it because of the elevation. Again, that's another reason why the building is taller. The higher it is, the less smell you're going to have, the less noise you're going to have because it's higher up in the air. Yeah. It's away from everything else. It's brought in from the back, it's brought in from the sides. Again, this is a situation that's been happening in a lot of towns where they don't want to see this thing exiting off the backside. They want it up as high as possible to reduce noise and smell and unsightliness. That's why we have it pretty much in the middle of the building, and you'll be hard pressed to see it if, again, it's ever installed. We just have the provision for it.
It's also my understanding that PJ Bucket is moving to the Acme.
Yeah.
So it'll be removed.
That's in Thanksgiving.
Signs are up out there, too.
Is your home... He's staying there until November.
Is your home one story or two stories?
I have a 99-year-old Bettner bungalow that was built in 1924. It's 900 square feet. It's one level.
Well, that...
So I'm already dealing across the street. They took down a house. They built two four-story buildings there, five bedrooms, four baths, and another two-level duplex. And it only has four parking spots. No one uses the garages. And all the... We lost four more parking spots on the street. And whenever they come down with more... There is no... I'm fortunate enough to have off-street parking.
Right.
But our street is now jammed, and the local people that live there have to park wherever they can park.
My point for asking you how tall your house was, is this ventilation...
And I didn't raise it because...
No, my point is, you will probably not have the impact from the ventilation system because it will be higher.
Okay, but now we're going to have a 3-foot setback. My next question is, are there going to be a lot of... Is the living space towards the rear? Is there going to be a lot of windows where they're just going to be looking down into my yard?
Actually, we purposely designed it that way that there isn't.
So where's the rear?
The rear yard is here.
That's it?
Yep, that's the yard. So we purposely have the master bedroom suite there. There's only two very high awning windows that are up where hopefully nobody can see in anything. It's only to get some natural light in there from the north side. They're very small windows. They're above like a headboard. There are no larger double hung people peering down other people's yards.
I mean, my house was the fifth house. From maps that I've seen, my house is the fifth house ever built in Bettner Heights.
So you're a bit of history there.
And all I do is dump money into it. I just put my second roof on. I just put my second set of windows in, and I put a driveway in, a bathroom and kitchen. It goes on and on and on what I did. And after the hurricane, my neighbor raised hers up, which it's right here with 3-foot setbacks. You know, 3 and 3 would be, it's not even 6 feet. I can hardly get my new trash cans down the side of it. So, and I refuse to raise my house because of the character of it, you know? And like I said, the new houses across the street have no character at all, like all the other houses being built in Bettner. You know, I mean, they're blowing down all these houses, and everything looks the same now, but I'm keeping mine the way it was, you know? And I'm going to put a sign out there next year that says, this house is 100 years old.
There you go.
That's
cool.
What's that?
Are you Kenneth
Cole? No, I'm Lee Klein. This is Nancy. I'm right next to her. I'm right here.
You're not really behind me.
Well, my
catty
fences
corner.
Are...
Catty
yeah, catty corner.
Our fences, corner's touched.
You know where I live.
I know. You're not behind this property. What do you say?
How can you say that?
You're off to the side.
By 1 inch.
Excuse me. Do you have any additional comments relating to this?
No, I'm done.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate the fact that you have an older home. I had a 100-year-old house myself before I moved down here, so I know all the stuff. Thank you.
Well, I bought it from Frankie Gina. And before that,
anyone else like to comment on this application? Someone else.
Thank you.
State your name and your address.
Beth Court, 125 North Derby Avenue.
North Derby. Miss Court, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. So I live on the next block over from this property, in line with the property. When my husband bought our house in 2004, he purchased it because we wanted to be in a commercial district. We wanted to be able to walk to restaurants and businesses and have these amenities around the neighborhood. I would also be directly impacted by a lack of parking provided by this house, and I still fully support the project as is with the yard instead of additional parking. I think it'll really further elevate Dorset Avenue. It's will complement the Fish and Whistle and the wine market that were recently built. It's the same type of structure going in. The only thing that I would suggest is for them to reconsider the sycamore tree for a different species. Sycamores are very large growing, which makes them not ideal for a street tree. And I think that something salt tolerant should also be considered because the street floods so often. So my suggestion would be a service berry or a single stem sweet bay magnolia. But that's how I fully support the project.
Thank you for your thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
You're well made.
You got that?
I have sycamore tree.
Is there anyone else like to make a comment? Seeing no one else, I'll close the public portion. And again, are you done with your presentation? Eddie, thank you. Anyone else from our board members wishing to question or comment? I see no. Leo.
Okay. So we need a motion and a second for the following relief. I'll state the use variance first. It's in the commercial district. They're having the use variances for commercial on the first floor and then the residential above it. And because the use variance is involved, we'll need 5 out of 7 affirmative votes. As far as the bulk requirements from the commercial zone, lot coverage is an improvement over the existing conditions, but it's still a variance. They're at 67.7%, where 60 is permitted. The building height is 37.5 feet, where 35 is required. We heard the testimony on that. Arguably, if the use is granted, it's not a variance, but I'm going to include it in the motion. And then for parking, they require about eight commercial spaces, and they don't have any commercial spaces, but they do comply with the residential parking requirements. It's also, we also need a preliminary and final major site plan approval. In terms of the submission requirements, I'll say they'll comply with what they can and work with Roger on certain checklist, what we call checklist items from the site plan. And as long as Roger's satisfied, I think the board will be satisfied. And then the only other condition I'll note, and I think Ms. Court, I guess, said it is good. You'll work with her on that. Get the right species tree. Okay, perfect.
Can I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I'm going to vote yes for this application. From my perspective, this is a continuation of a use that was there, but a vast improvement. I think one of the points made in this presentation is the expansion of the commercial area to make it more conducive for a number of various commercial activities to be there. What we want is to have commercial continue. So I'm very pleased that that was an aspect of this application. I think the benefits of the proposed variances outweigh any detriments, and I think the improvements requested advance the purposes of our master plan, which is to maintain and continue with commercial, and also the zoning ordinance. So I say yes.
Lorraine Salata.
I will definitely vote in favor of this. I think it's a perfect fit for Dorset Avenue. I like the fact that they've reduced the lot coverage, even though they're a little over. And I really like the fact that while they're supplying or they're providing residential parking, as far as the commercial parking, people figure it out, and that they're keeping a large grassy area. So I think it has all the elements that I would normally look for. So I fully support it.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of it. I concur with Lorraine Salada here, and all those items that you mentioned it is a perfect fit for the neighborhood to upgrade, and I think the commercial space will be a winner, and the two units upstairs are a nice size and they have parking, so I think it's a great development, and it supports our master plan as well.
Peter Taco?
I'll also vote in favor of the application. I think that it pushes all the right buttons. This is what we want in that Dorset Avenue corridor, and puts in with the master plan, and I think it will be a great asset to that site.
Tim Coop?
I also vote in favor. It's hard not to like this application. It's a nice building. The lot is not built out to every square inch of it. I think that's great. Parking for the residents, nearly 1,500 feet of commercial space and still 875 square feet of lawn. It's hard not to like, so right. I vote in favor.
The koi pond back there.
Greer Gaskell?
I also vote yes. It's a great application. And they're not asking for anything more than what's been there as long as I can remember. As a little kid, it was the Tanzas that owned that property, and I used to get ice cream and milkshakes and everything in there, and some of that never went away.
Jessica Stilley.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I like the mixed use. I think it's consistent with our master plan and the expansion of that commercial area. I also really like that plan for that chaise for the future ventilation system, and having a 12-foot high ceiling, I think is definitely a positive. And also you're actually reducing that impervious area down from what's there currently. So for those reasons, I think there's a lot of benefit to it.
The application is approved. Congratulations.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All I can say is you're going to be working with Roger on the site plan stuff. And if, in your wisdom, you want to add a little bit more wiggle room in that parking situation, please talk to Roger. Thank you. Thank you. Mike, would you like to come back so we can close the meeting off? Camilla, could you show that in the minutes that Mike has returned?
Correct, I will.
Excuse me? One of our own is
better than that.
Is there any additional news or activities for our board? Pardon?
New business.
No.
I would then like a motion to adjourn.
I will make that motion.
Second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Happy holidays.